Wednesday, July 27, 2022. Audubon Rockies received a National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant that will, combined with matching funds, provide $344,000 for habitat management on ranches in western Wyoming. Starting in the fall of this year, ranchers in Sublette, Teton, Lincoln, Uinta, Fremont, and Sweetwater counties will be eligible to receive financial support for improving habitat management on their lands. It's part of a growing effort to stabilize declining rangeland bird populations in partnership with ranchers. The funds will be spent on the ground rangeland habitat projects, ultimately improving rangeland bird management across 50,000 acres of rangeland in western Wyoming to benefit species such as the greater sage grouse, sage thrasher, and hawks. Ranchers interested in receiving support for habitat management should contact Dusty Downey, Conservation Ranching Manager for Audubon Rockies, 504-453-4124. Growth Energy, which represents builders and operators of biofuel plants in the Environmental Protection Agency, submitted a consent decree agreement to the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia that requires EPA to propose 2023 renewables fuel volume requirements no later than November 16th of this year, and to finalize those requirements no later than June of 2023. The court is expected to approve the agreement in the coming weeks. The consent decree follows Growth Energy's notice of intent to sue and filing of a complaint in federal district court in response to the agency's violation of the statutory deadlines to issue renewable fuel volume requirements for the Renewable Fuel Standard Program.
Have you heard nuclear energy is coming to Wyoming? In life, things are seldom as easy as they appear on the surface. That is certainly true for the nuclear carrot being dangled in front of Wyoming today. At first glance, it promises jobs, a new energy industry, and financial security for Wyoming's future. If you dig just past the surface, you'll find bringing nuclear energy to Wyoming is anything but easy. Be sure to follow Wyoming Liberty Group as they unfold the truth that lies just past the surface. Follow them at wyliberty.org.
The European Commission last week suspended tariffs for urea and other anhydrous ammonia fertilizers, but two umbrella organizations of European farmers and farm co-ops said it should also suspend duties on other fertilizers and anti-dumping measures on imports from Trinidad and Tobago, as well as the United States. The groups explain that throughout 2021, European farmers experienced an unprecedented rise in nitrogen fertilizer prices due to the imbalance between supply and demand on the global fertilizer market.